to work informed with Larry Richard and John Chumway in the KDKA Morning News right now. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Say 12 News Radio 1020 KDKA, the voice of Pittsburgh, Larry Richard with John Shumway.
We've been following throughout the morning the developing story out of Libya of an American plane that went down late last night, early this morning. Let's get the latest now. CBS News correspondent David Martin at the Pentagon.
Good morning. This F-15E was flying out of an airbase in Italy, and it was operating over eastern Libya at about an altitude of 24,000 feet when something went badly wrong with the aircraft, and forcing both aircrewmen to eject. It has a front seat pilot and a back seat weapons officer. Because of the altitude, they came down in different parts of eastern Libya, east of the city of Benghazi, where they were picked up by rebels and in fairly short order returned to U.S. forces. One thing that is revealed by this incident is that although the U.S. insists there is no communication with the rebel forces, that we are not fighting in league with them, there obviously is communication with the rebel forces because there was a way to get those two pilots back. That's good news, but it does reveal the fact that we are in league at some level of coordination with the rebel forces.
CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
I'm too sexy for my cat. Too sexy for my
cat. Take 13. News Radio 1020 KDKA. A lot of folks watched Hines Ward, Steelers Super Bowl MVP and future Hall of Famer, dance last night on Dancing with the Stars.
He looked a little stressed when they first came out, you know, when they first paraded out and lined up. You know, he didn't. A couple of times they took a picture, we weren't seeing that trademark smile.
And we are joined by the artistic director, resident instructor at Absolute Ballroom and Dance Center of Pittsburgh, Andrew Bischel. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So you watched the show. What'd you think of Hines Ward's performance with his partner, Kim Johnson?
You know, absolutely. You know, that smile, it took like the first 2 seconds, but once it started, it didn't stop for the rest of the time. Yeah, well, I mean, wouldn't you be nervous too?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, the greatest thing about him, you know, he even said, he's like, you know, the Lombardi Trophy is no way a replacement, you know, for this mirror ball, but he wants it, and he's going to, you know, use that football dedication to bring it home.
Yeah, he certainly has proven many, many times that he has the ability and the drive to compete on the football field. And we found athletes who have been able to convert that with success on the dance floor. Emmett Smith being one. He won his year. And some of the others, including Pittsburgher, big man Jason Taylor, also did very well.
Absolutely. You know, he did a great time for especially the first time out. He had the third highest score of the evening, only 2 points away from tying the lead. His choreography was amazing. He had a great time, great costume, and you could tell he was very rehearsed. He worked really hard on that routine.
You know, the judges kind of got on him a little bit about his posture.
Yeah, the one thing is that when you have a lady that's around your same height, you get drawn into her, and you want to look into her eyes, and you want to be right there, but you have to remember that, you know, you're the man and you're leading her, so you have to stand up and let her dance to you.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, you know, there's that man and woman role, and you got to make sure that you're doing your part and playing your posture right.
That's kind of sexist.
No, not sexist at all. We want to make sure that everyone's doing their role and that we make the woman shine like she should.
All right, now, how much has this television show, a smash hit, changed your business on a commercial level?
Yeah, you know, this is the 12th season, so every year it gets bigger and bigger, and it's great. People come in and they are smiling, you know, especially when you have Hines Ward in there. They're coming in, they want to hear how it is. You have people coming in for group classes, you know, every day of the week. You know, we're full. You know, we're getting there, we're packing up, and we hope the momentum keeps going. It's great for business.
Do you ever have anybody come in and after watching them dance a little bit, you go, you know,
why don't you take singing lessons instead?
No, absolutely not. Everybody can dance. At the level that you want to dance, it's up to you. Social dancer, competitive dancer, we can do it all.
I would imagine, though, that you have, on the other hand, people who think they can dance, but they can't. You got to break the news to them.
Well, you know what? The only thing that it is time. Time is a big factor in your dancing. Not everyone can dance for 8 hours a day like they do on Dancing with the Stars. So if you come in with that mindset that it's going to take longer than that 6 weeks, then you've got it covered.
You know, Andrew, give us a perspective. How tough is what Hines Ward is doing?
It's extremely difficult. A lot of people think they can come in and just, you know, walk in, waltz in the floor, you know, and start dancing. But there's a lot that you have to learn just about how the body moves. And he has a very good sense of how his body moves and the physics of it all. And once you put that physics to music and add emotion and you have an audience and people cheering, you know, it really becomes exciting. But it is a challenge.
That kind of gets a little sexual at times watching that stuff.
You know, it's two human beings expressing themselves in the way that they'd like to. And, you know, sexual is one of those expressions.
If you can feel the chemistry, sense it, if you will, then they're doing their job.
Absolutely. If the audience can sense it, think about being live. If you can sense it in your TV, live is amazing.
Yeah, it makes you want to dance. Andrew Pichel, artistic director, resident instructor at Absolute Ballroom and Dance Center in Pittsburgh on Hamilton Avenue. Give Andrew a call. We may call upon you again if you don't mind.
Every week, I'd love it.
Because everyone's asking you the same questions every day of the week now, right?
Exactly.
All right, Andrew, thanks.
Have a great day.
It's 818 KDKA.
Look at you dancing over there.
I'm doing the Dougie.
Busting your moves, man.
News Radio 1020 KDKA.